Thanks for joining us on Sports Day as we roll through a Tuesday night edition. Time to talk racing. We talk of big stories in WA sport. This is pretty big given what's happened over the past 24 hours. And Jay Rooney, leading racing writer at the West Australian, joins us for a chat about William Pike and his upcoming move to the East Coast. Jay, thanks for your time this evening.
G'day, Sid. How are you going?
Going really well. Listen, a bit upset and disappointed for WA racing fans that William Pike, by the sounds of it, is heading to Sydney to continue his career.
Yeah, plenty of punters, though, will be pretty unhappy. They won't be able to back Pike in the last and get out after backing a few losers earlier in the day, I'm sure, at Ascot and Belmont and the like. But, he's off to Sydney. The punters, Powell, he'll be flying his trade over there. With his current status of not being vaccinated, he can't ride in Western Australia from February 5 onwards. Vaccinations have been mandated for the racing industry here from that date. In New South Wales, it was actually mandated going back to early December, but that actually changed the middle of that month to align with the government regulations regarding vaccination mandates in, I suppose, across the board in businesses and industries like the racing industry. So he's able to go over there and ride without being vaccinated.
Jay, Will Schofield here, mate. Are we likely to hear from Willie Pike on this, or is he just getting his kit together and heading off?
I'm sure he'd be keen to talk about the move in the coming sort of weeks and close to that date, but he's suspended at the moment, so he's not in action, but his manager, Dale Verhagen's been pretty busy working on this move in the background, and he's spoken today on the move, and looks like it'd be a big chance for him to continue his career, which looked like it was really, really in doubt with the mandate coming in from February 5.
I believe there's been quite a push from those inside racing and those close to him in racing to try to get him to take the vaccination and see that there's a future here in WA by doing just that. Has this caught many by surprise that he's deciding to head away from WA?
Well, I think it has, because he's been offered plenty of chances on the East Coast in recent years. He's ridden in Hong Kong before and a few times in Singapore and some few Melbourne and stints over there as well for autumn and spring carnivals. But he's a bit of a homebody. He likes home. He's knocked back some pretty lucrative offers to ride over East permanently in the past. And obviously it's only come about now because of the vaccination mandate that's coming in.
Jay, one of, if not the best jockey going around in WA, how does that change heading over to New South Wales and Sydney in terms of who he's riding, and from a racing perspective, how does it change things for Willie Pike?
Well, he's up against the best over there. He's got James McDonald, who's the best jockey in Australia, probably by several lengths at the moment. He's got to go up against him. He's got to go up against Hugh Bowman. There's Tommy Berry. There's plenty of big names over there. So he goes from being a big fish in a small pond over here to being a bit of a small fish in a big pond over in Sydney. So it'll be very interesting to see how he fits in. He does have some affiliations with some good stables over there. Team Hawks, who are a big stable in Sydney and Melbourne. And obviously James Cummings, who's the head trainer for Godolphin, one of the world's biggest racing operations. He's ridden with success for them before, so I'm sure he'll be trying to get into those camps while he's over there. And we'll see how he fits in. It'll be very interesting to see how it plays out.
You're all over this stuff, Joe. How do you think he's going to fit in? Do you think he's going to slip in right at the top there, or how do you think he tracks up against some of these other guys?
Yeah, it's like I said, I'm not really sure how. It'll just depend on what sort of opportunities he does get. I'm sure the Hawks stable will give him some great opportunities over the autumn and spring carnivals, but he's going to have to work for it, and I think he understands that going to such a strong racing state like New South Wales. I think he knows he has to put in the work and worked very hard to try and get some of those better rides and get to the top.
Yeah, the William Pike, Bob Peters combination has just been so successful. Can you, in your racing journalistic career, remember a better combination, the Cerise and White, and what they've done in WA racing in recent years, Jay?
Oh, not at all, not at all. I mean, even going back years beyond my time, I think you'd struggle to find a better partnership than a jockey like William Pike and an owner like Bob Peters, and then you can throw the trainers in, Grant and Alana Williams, in there as well. I mean, they made a clean sweep of the Ascot Carnival. Obviously, Pike rode two of the Group 1 winners and a few other winners there. But, the Peters-Williams team have just been dominating racing like no one before, and Pike's been on plenty of their horses as well. So it's really a bit of an end of an era for West Australian racing.
We're speaking to Jay Rooney, leading racing writer for the West Australian, on the upcoming defection of William Pike. Going back to that New South Wales regulation, it does seem really strange that we've got one set of rules about to be enforced here in WA in racing, but clearly in New South Wales it is different. He must have great confidence, William, that those rules that are in place in New South Wales will remain and not be strengthened as they are here in WA?
Well, I think speaking to his camp, there are some concerns that can change in the near or long-term future. With COVID and vaccination mandates and the like, and all the protocols around from state governments and racing jurisdictions, it can change pretty quickly. So I think they're well aware that going over there is a bit of a risky element that could come back into play, because it was in play, as I mentioned, late last year, and then it was changed all of a sudden. So it could very easily change back to what it was early in December, and he could be out of a job again. So we'll just have to watch this space.
Willie Pike, a huge profile here in WA racing. Is he the only one, well, I'm going to call it defecting, but is he the only one that's making a move like this over to Sydney or New South Wales, to the eastern states, or is there other riders here in WA in the same scenario as him?
Well, I don't think there are any other riders. There could be one, not confirmed, but there were a few jockeys that didn't ride on Perth Cup Day along with William that they've had their first vaccination jab, so they'll be getting their second either later this month or by that deadline time, February 5. So I think he's on his own there, but it would be a big move for any other jockeys to go over there, because there aren't many riders with a profile and a record like Willie Pike has here.
If Willie was the best in the business, who's stepping up to that ladder position now? Who's at the very top here in WA?
Well, I think you've got Chris Parnham will be right at the top there now, and he's a young gun. I think he's 25, but he's obviously been around for many years, riding since he was 16, and Australia's leading jockey last season, actually knocked off Willie Pike from that perch for that premiership in the last season. He was a phenom last season. He was absolutely outstanding and really fulfilling the potential that he's always shown. So I think Chris will be getting the bulk of those Bob Peters rides moving forward. But Clint Johnson-Porter, another young gun, he's another name to look out for, getting plenty of rides for Bob Peters and plenty of winners as well. He's not far off of Chris Parnham. And then you can throw in the elder statesman, if you like, Paddy Carberry, filled in for Willie Pike, winning the Perth Cup on Midnight Blue and a few other feature races during the Ascot Carnival. I think he'll be not too far off those two, the two young guns as well.
Yeah, CJP appears to be the heir apparent. He's followed Willie Pike's career and received advice, so that seems to be the natural progression over the next few years. Jay, just in terms of a timeline for when we might see Willie ride for the last time here in WA, have you got any idea what might be his last meeting?
Yeah, well, I think February 5, when that mandate comes into play, is a Saturday, so it's the Pinjarra Magic Millions Day. So I dare say if there's a Wednesday or Thursday meeting that week, that's when he'll finish up riding here. He's currently suspended, as I mentioned, but I think he's back as of next week, so it might be sort of mid next week that'll be his last ride there, and he's planning to be in Sydney by about early or mid February.
Yep, which makes it a pretty good timing for an autumn carnival assault. Hopefully for him, he'll get some good rides and hopefully continue his career. It's a sad loss for WA racing, but a huge story nonetheless. Jay, thanks for joining us on Sports Day, and we'll speak to you through the course of 2022.
Thanks, guys.
Jay Rooney there, joining us from the West Australian. More on Sports Day right after this.